Dignitas Personae, the Vatican's new instruction on bioethics released yesterday, has been welcomed by Catholics worldwide for its guidance on issues of procreation and medical research. Centered on the fact that humans are not mere biological organisms, the document has provoked widespread debate in an international press, above all for its support of scientific research, as long as that research respects the dignity of life. Cardinal Keith O'Brien of Edinburgh, Scotland, a tireless campaigner for the right to life, spoke to Emer McCarthy. He welcomed the document by calling for a moral and ethical renaissance in the world of scientific research.
We know that in the course of recent years, such universal and fundamental rights have almost been utterly destroyed here in the United Kingdom, most recently by the passing of that Human Fertilisation and Embryology Act.
What can the church do to try and make people understand the harm they are doing by allowing science a free hand, no limits?
I think we must get our people in general, basically to shout it from the rooftops. You know, the United Kingdom here, it has a shameful and scandalous record in the field of bioethics, with no meaningful ethical oversight whatsoever. We have the Human Fertilisation and Embryology Authority, yes, but over the past 18 years, 20 years, it's never refused a licence for pre-implantation diagnosis or embryo experimentation, and it's never turned down any application to use human embryos. And this body is acting in our name in this particular country here, the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. It has no members who hold the embryo to be inviolable, and all promises of future successes are made, one might say, relying on the emotions of those suffering terrible illnesses. And that's just utterly and completely wrong.